7 minutes past eight, and Dr. Bruce Thompson from the world of homeopathy is now in the studio with me, because on a Friday we have a regular time allocated to your health and wellness now, and Dr. Bruce Thompson is going to, over the coming weeks, no doubt, create an opportunity for you to find out more about how you can improve your health and wellness, because that's ultimately, I think, where our entire wealth is vested. Is that not so? Oh, why don't I have you? You see, I'm not winning. I'm pressing buttons.
You're just so excited that I'm here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. When I see you, I feel better.
Well, thank you very much. And that actually brings up your intro just reminded me that I did want to make a suggestion that people, if they have questions for me or for us, that they find a way to send them in. How would they be able to do that?
Well, we have a WhatsApp number, which is 071-185-1471. Conversely, you could just send them to info@lifeandstyle.co.za or .fm, whichever you prefer, and we'll be able to deal with them that way. But if you'd like to mail the good doctor directly, how would they do that?
That would be info@healthcollective.co.za.
So you've got a plethora of choice. Info at Health Collective is direct to Dr. Bruce Thompson's inbox, and the others will come to us, whichever you prefer. And if you don't want to engage but want to simply listen, but you can't make it on the live show, which is around about this time on a Friday, never fear. This goes up as a podcast shortly thereafter, and it's available for the rest of time for you to catch up at your leisure. Listening on demand is a big thing these days. So, having set that straight, we're talking today about breathing.
Breathing, yeah. Breathing is one of my favorite topics, and all my patients get very bored with this because I go on about it. But is that important?
If they stopped doing it, they wouldn't be your patients anymore.
There'd be a problem, yeah. It's the first thing we do and the last thing we do, isn't it? Yeah, so as you know, if you've been listening to the series, you'll understand that the approach of a homeopath or a holistic practitioner is really geared to gearing the body up to heal itself, to become, to put it into a state where it is able to be optimally healthy given the circumstances, given the genetic terrain, given the environment, given the diet, etc., etc., and obviously events that happen to people through their lives. So breath is one of those fundamental things. I know it seems like an obvious statement that we breathe and we don't think about it. If you're not breathing, you're dead. But human beings are very curious in that we have an ability to control our breath, to decide what rate of that we breathe at, whether we hold our breath, whether we breathe or not. So it's a very interesting little vestige of our evolutionary history, where at some point in our past we spent millions of years in water, or I assume millions of years, because we developed this ability to hold our breath, which we share with other aquatic mammals, right? So what this gives us is a bridge between the voluntary nervous system and the involuntary nervous system. So between the higher sort of parts of the nervous system and the autonomic nervous system. And if we can intervene and have an effect, have an influence on our autonomic nervous system, we have the potential, and it's a very real and powerful potential, to determine how the body allocates its resources. So what we're talking about here is the spectrum of function between fight, flight, and rest, digest, and heal. And that really covers the concept or the part of the nervous system that we call sympathetic nervous system and parasympathetic nervous system. Those are two branches of the autonomic nervous system, which is the nervous system that we're not supposedly consciously in control of. It controls blood pressure, heart rate, breath rate, digestion, all those things that you don't have to think about, the body just takes care of. And these are fundamental. The state that we're in, the autonomic state that we're in, is fundamental to our state of being, to our health. If we live in the state of fight flight, which is most people's experience, so most people are in sympathetic tone. And the proof of this is that in the 20th century and the 21st century, what is considered normal in terms of breath rate is something between 12 and 15 breaths per minute. That's considered normal now. If you look at any medical textbook, that's what you're going to see. 150 years ago, it was 6 to 8. The normal average breath rate was between 6 and 8 breaths a minute. So you can see there's been a radical change in our fundamental state. And this leads to a misallocation of resources or an inefficient allocation of our resources into life support and brain. Obviously, brain is always going to take the most. But there is a movement of resources away from digestion and reproduction and all of and immune function and all of that.
So is the premise that your premise then that by consciously breathing slower and regulating it to the point where we're getting back to what was normal 150 years ago, you can improve your well-being?
Yeah, 100%,
really?
Yeah.
Just by slowing down breathing?
Just by doing that. If you can have an impact on that.
You see, I'm breathing slowly now. I can't stop.
Yeah. If you can have an impact on that.
I bet you, if you are as well in the car, you'll breathe.
Well, I tell you, road rage stops when you engage with this, because your threshold for moving into fight flight, you just get so much further away from that threshold. It takes much more to push you to the point where you lose your temper, or your blood sugar shoots up, or what have you.
It all comes down to breathing.
Well, it's one of the keys. It's not the only thing. You know, you can breathe perfectly well, but you know, not be nourishing yourself correctly, etc., etc. So it's one part of the puzzle, but it's fundamental. It's the foundational element, certainly in my practice and in the way I approach any patient. So whatever they're coming into me for, my first job is to help to heal, right? And therefore, my first job is to try and put that person, that patient, into a state where they can heal.
Wow. Well, why don't we take a little breather, pardon the pun, and come back on the other side and continue the conversation. And we're back at 21 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'm Dave Charles. With me, Dr. Bruce Thompson, a homeopath to the rich and famous in Bolito and beyond. Teaching you and me and all of us to breathe today, because apparently therein lies the essence of health. And one would have thought automatically that breathing is literally automatic, and therefore it's kind of taken for granted that, yes, in and out. But if you were listening and if you missed part of the beginning of this conversation, you'll be able to go and catch up on our podcasts and find the essence of what you've missed. But just to recap, the premise is that breathing, well, regulated breathing is possibly a route, and I say possibly because I'm not the medical man, Bruce is, but from what I can gather, Bruce, you confirm, it's the beginning, the alpha and the end and omega of health and wellness. Mm.
Fundamental. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to point out that breathing, or the interest in breathing, or the science of breathing, is part of almost every traditional medical system that, you know, maybe modern medicine wouldn't recognize. But if you look at Chinese medicine, for example, they talk a lot about qi and vitality and this sort of thing, and resources. Fundamentally, it's about that's a discussion about resources. And there are three sources of qi in the Chinese system, or the Chinese vision of life and health. And the first is what you inherit, the second is your nutrition, and the third is your breath. And it really is, it's not about how much you breathe or the quality of your breath, it's or the quality of the air, it's how you're breathing. It's the physiology of it. And I just want to point out as well here that this is backed up by science. This is not something that is just part of, you know, a tradition. What we're talking about here is vagal tone. It's toning the vagus nerve, which is the general nerve, the master nerve of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is that one branch of the autonomic nervous system. So just, a lot of people are very familiar with these things now. They're much more common, much more popular now than they have been. When I first started talking about this 15, 20 years ago, no one knew what I was talking about. But now it's very common. People understand that, you know, ice cold immersion, ice baths, and breath work and yoga, and these things are positive contributors to health. And what you're achieving through that is toning the vagus nerve, creating vagus or parasympathetic tone, in order to put the body into the correct state to allocate resources better. To support immunity and digestion and so on.
I'm sorry to chip in, but yeah. I just wanted to make the point that it's a different approach to medical intervention or wellness. And I say that with respect to conventional medicine, where you go to a medical practitioner because you want something that they are going to give you that's going to make you better. I mean, make it brutally frank.
Pill for an ill.
Exactly. This is my symptom. Give me something to fix it. Mm. And that's the exchange. You know, I come to you, you give me something,
very,
I take it, and I'm fixed.
Very effective in the short term, very ineffective in the long term, as we all know.
So homeopathy and the way you practice it is much more holistic. And generally speaking, it's a different mindset. Mm. And I note with interest that you're talking about medication, in inverted commas, that is free. The air
free.
Is free.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey,
I'm Scots. What else am I going to do?
It's not a good business principle. Big Pharma will disagree with you to the end.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible business model. But homeopaths are all about educating their patients about what they can do to live better.
Well, I think it's
that's the, you know, our goal is zero medicine. Our goal is the minimum intervention for the minimum amount of time. Terrible business model, but that's our job, is to heal. It's to help people become healthier and happier and more fulfilled.
Yeah. And I was looking at an article earlier before you arrived. The top 10 paying jobs in South Africa as we speak, the top two of them are medical, neurosurgeon and cardiothoracic surgery. They earn up to 5 million rand a year. Mm. Happily.
Yeah, and they deserve their money.
And they, well, there it is, you see. But if you look after yourself, probably you won't need their services. Mm. And I'm saying that with, you know, all respect. I think a hell of a lot of the dis-ease or diseases that afflict modern society are brought about by not paying attention to the elements that keep one or that help to make the body
preventative medicine
function.
That's what it's what we're all about, you know, fundamentally, and you know, providing the medicine and the guidance and the direction when it's needed. But you know, we are designed to be healthy. We're designed to be healthy, functional organisms, and we just need to be given the space.
Well, that's not to say that if you are ailing, that you won't find the necessary relief by attending a homeopath like Dr. Bruce Thompson, because clearly that is also what you do. Mm. I mean, you treat all sorts of conditions. But what I find fascinating is the premise behind it all, is that first do no harm and allow the body to heal itself, and that is a much more satisfactory sort of
removing the obstacles, what we call obstacles to cure.
Yeah.
So in our training, our first duty, so we have a set of laws, And the first duty is to cure. The second is to identify the obstacles to cure and deal with them. And that's really about education, educating the patient, getting them to be conscious of what it is that they're doing that's harming them.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, and luckily we have a lot of time on our hands as it stretches out, hopefully, into 2025. We'll have a regular chat on a Friday with Dr. Bruce Thompson. And if you would like to engage with a question of your own or a suggestion of a topic that you'd like to follow, you can WhatsApp us on 071-185-1471 or drop us a line to info@lifeandstyle.co.za.
Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to just have a final comment, which is, you know, people do know that I'm at Thrive Pharmacy down at Bell Vista Center. And I'd have a space there that that I provide for other practitioners. And there is some available space. And if anyone out there is interested in taking a day or two at the pharmacy, has a, you know, is in holistic practice or is looking for a place to work, then they can come and speak to me there.
And that contact would be?
So they get hold of me on info@healthcollective.co.za or 083-7899-328, the cell number.
info@healthcollective.co.za. That's Dr. Bruce Thompson, resident homeopath to the stars. And he'll be back next Friday for more. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
We'll see you then.
Thank you very much.
Morning show continues.